Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Welcome back to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Kimmy Walker here, your host. Happy 2021. Happy New Year to everyone, to you and yours. And I wanted to talk this episode and jump straight in to how to pandemic-proof your 2021 New Year's resolutions. This is the time. This is the time when people are thinking about goals, or choosing new habits that they want to create, or old habits that they might want to break for the new year. And with us dealing with this global pandemic, is dealing with coronavirus still almost a year out, well, a little bit over a year out, I think it's important to address why New Year's resolutions and resolutions are actually very important right now, especially amidst a pandemic. I think right now, some people may be feeling a little helpless, a little hopeless, feeling just kind of isolated from others. And so goals are things that kind of keep us going, keep us moving, keep us energized, give our life a lot of meaning and just structure. So even more than before, I think it's really important for people to have goals and resolutions for themselves. How would that look different now? So given the pandemic and given how things are kind of changing all the time from sometimes one day to the next, one week to the next, and we're just given a lot of different information, sometimes even conflicting information from different sources. So I think it's important to take all of that into account when choosing goals for yourself. One thing that I think is important, especially given how things change so frequently, I think it's important when you're trying to pandemic-proof your New Year's resolutions to think long-term. So really look at those goals that are going to take you, I would say, even 6 months out for planning, really that are going to take a little bit more time, a little bit more care, a little bit more dedication, but there's something that you can go for towards the long term. Because things are so uncertain in the short term, I think that gives more time to work towards these longer term goals that you may have for yourself, and just to see how things may evolve and change in time. So it gives a little bit more time to pass. But given that you might be looking at long-term goals, I think given this, the next important part, I think, to pandemic-proofing your New Year's resolutions, it's important to find short-term motivators. So things that you can do, like short-term milestones that you want to reach for yourself and how you might celebrate those wins or victories to keep you motivated. So it's very important to get those short-term motivators. When I went on the journey to want to lose 100 pounds, I knew 100 pound weight loss was my ultimate goal, but I worked in 10 pound increments. So when I was working towards it, I was always looking towards the next 10 pound or the next 10 pound down on the scale versus thinking this is the number that I want to get at, which is 100 pounds. And that can be kind of depleting. So find those short term mile markers for yourself, incentives and ways to motivate yourself or ways to celebrate yourself when you reach some of those short-term goals. And those kind of keep you amped up about it. And I think visualizing them too is very important. So having them where you can see them, having where you can kind of get little, whatever it's you're looking for yourself, whether that's you looking for a tangible reward or you having some kind of visual to show when you reach these mile markers, something that keeps you motivated on the short term. Remain flexible and be open to alternatives. And I think this is the third one and a very important fact. Yes, we have to remain flexible given everything that's going on. We just have to stay fluid because, like I said, and I keep saying, we just don't ever know what will happen. And be open to alternatives. So one thing that I think of is like wanting to run a race. I've run a couple of half marathons. So right now, given everything that's going on, an in-person race may not be very feasible or very realistic just because of social distancing. So I might need to be open to a virtual race or a virtual half marathon. So just like that, just remaining kind of open to alternatives. And I think flexible too in how we may go about reaching our goal. So if a goal, a common goal, a New Year's resolution for people is to like quit smoking. So if you find that you smoke a lot at home and you're home a lot more now because of the pandemic, you might look at finding what your alternate behavior is, what your replacement behavior is, and try to increase that first. So if you're going to, instead of smoking, you're looking to use exercise or some other healthy habit that you want to pick, meditation or something like that, as an alternative to what you're going to do instead of smoking, you might try to look at increasing that behavior or picking up that healthy habit right now, instead of looking at how much you're ceasing to stop smoking. So look at the ways in which you want to change your behavior, and you might just have to remain flexible in how you think and look about it and how you go about it. So instead of maybe focusing so much on how many cigarettes are you smoking, are you really picking up and increasing how much you're utilizing that new habit or replacement behavior that you want? So I think that's also another way to look at remaining flexible. Definitely keep in your frequent accountability checks, things that keep you accountable. I'm always talking about the importance of others. So look for accountability partners, accountability groups, just ways that you can get in and socialize, because it is important for us to stay social as much as we can, even amidst social distancing. So definitely look for those ways that you can keep yourself accountable, motivated, and socialize as well too, because it really is important to have community around you. It really is good to have support. And I think these are the things that also just keep us going and help us when we might fall off of the reins to stay on top of what we want to do. So hopefully these tips will be helpful to you when it comes to pandemic proofing your 2021 New Year's resolutions. Wishing you all a new year of peace, prosperity, and productivity. As always, thank you for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.